And you want to ring the trade bell on this Monday means test?
Well, I do. Because, well, there we go. Because tall forwards don't grow on trees. We know that. I know this guy's got baggage. But and I know we love what Justin Longmuir is doing at Fremantle when he's turning over a new leaf. But Jesse Hogan is actually fit. So I've been looking going, Jesse Hogan's not playing. He's still, he must be injured. But no. You speak to people in Perth. He is fit. He is ready to go. And he can't get in a team that's won six games for the year. He's 25 years of age, and once again, I know the baggage, but he wouldn't be the first player to get a second or a third chance at another club. They clearly don't see him as part of their future. Otherwise, he plays because he's at the age where they need him to drive the next group forward. Is there not a club that would look at Jesse Hogan? You'll get him for nothing. You'll get him for a pick in the 50s because they can't get him out the door quickly enough. Reading between the lines, they'll probably even pay some of his wage, which, you know, is not uncommon to do. Surely there's a club out there that can do with a 200-centimetre key forward who's capable of kicking 50 goals next year. I'm looking at Essendon. If they lose Danaher, they're still in the mix. You've got players who are ageing, so they're still around about in terms of where they think they should be pushing for finals. Is he not the replacement for Joe Danaher is what I'm asking the question. He'd at least be worth exploring and having a look at, I would have thought.
The risk reward's high on that one, so I'm not with you in that camp. I understand where you're coming from. So he won't be at Fremantle. Your instincts are spot on there. Is there a third club for him? That's the ponderance on the trade ballot.